It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Last week, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling to block an extended immigration program the White House enacted in 2012. The court effectively halted the so-called DACA Plus program. Now, the original DACA, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, allows children of undocumented immigrants to file for work permits. The extended program would apply to an older group of immigrants. The appeals court ruling now sets the stage for a possible U.S. Supreme Court case that could decide whether President Obama's executive order will stand. We welcome two guests to talk about the implications of the court action. Aida Quadrado is an organizer with the group Action of Greater Lansing. Welcome.
Thank you.
And also joining us today, returning to Current State today, Oscar Castaneda. He's an immigrant from Guatemala who is employed at Michigan State University for some years. He's an expert in geographic information systems, and he's been in East Lansing legally as holder of various visas, including an H-1B and others. His family is subject to the DACA program. Oscar, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
A little background to begin with. The DACA and the DAPA programs were introduced 3 years ago in August of 2012. What have those programs meant for immigrants here in mid-Michigan? What opportunities have they provided, Aida?
You know, I think, one, it's an opportunity to live in America without fear and anxiety of, you know, being deported at a certain time. But it also gave them access to education and an opportunity to work, right? So those were, like, the main two gains from DACA and DAPA. And these are for, you know, young Americans who, young, you know, immigrants, but who consider themselves Americans, who were raised here, who very much probably love the Spartans and, you know, probably go to church on Sundays like we do. And you know, they have access to temporary access to, you know, being able to go to school and to be able to have access to a Social Security card to work. Right.
We'll point out that the original DACA ruling is still in effect.
Yes.
Now, though, the Fifth Circuit has blocked the implementation of DACA Plus.
Yes.
Which would extend those provisions, those opportunities. The court ruled in favor of the state of Texas specifically, which had claimed that implementation would force it to incur significant costs associated with implementation. Several dozen states supported that move. What opportunities would DACA Plus offer?
You know, it would give an opportunity to not only extend the deferred action, so it would go from 2 years of having access to the visa and staying here in the United States. So deferred action from removal, right? And you don't have to worry about for another year. So moving it from 2 years to 3 years, and it was also including DACA Plus was DAPA, right? So we're also talking about parents of Americans, right?
Are these new opportunities or are the same opportunities that were in DACA just extended?
So for DACA, the first program, DACA, yes, it's extended. For DAPA, which is for parents of Americans.
That's an expansion,
is the first one. But DAPA for parents of parents of Americans is actually new. We're talking about parents who have children who were born here in America.
And Oscar, you visited us on Current State about a year ago. At the time, you had lost your work permit and your position here at Michigan State University. Remind us briefly, if you can, how that happened and what has occurred to you in the years since. You were here legally on an H-1B visa, but your kids, your family, was impacted by the DACA ruling.
My children came under my visa because they were under 21 at the time. When my kids came to America, they were 2 and 3 years old. So for any practical purposes, they feel that they behave like Americans and they've been here their whole lives.
And they were here legally as a result of the H-1B.
Under my visas, exactly. Okay. 1 year ago, exactly 1 year ago, my working permit expired and they didn't renew it. And I am appealing. I've been appealing that decision, and because I don't have a working permit, I cannot work at MSU. My children went to high school in East Lansing, and they did the whole education in East Lansing. They were always very good students, and they never caused any kind of problems. Then they went to college. They both went to college. Because they are not American citizens, they cannot apply for student aid. So I paid their college education with my own money, never borrow any money, never got any free money. And now they both are college educated, and they did very well in college. So if it wasn't because of DACA, they wouldn't be allowed to work.
What does the fact that DACA Plus has not been implemented, has that impacted you and your family?
No, it hasn't, because they are still getting benefit from the initial DACA. But I can see the problems for so many people who didn't have time to apply for DACA one. And this is one piece. And this goes is the idea of all these young people who, there are so many people who has been very successful in America. There are guys who already went to Iraq and fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now they come back and they don't have documents and they don't have nothing to do in this country. So,
Aida, tell me about how the failure to implement DACA Plus is implementing other people that you serve at Action of Greater Lansing.
You know, when the President of the United States announced that the executive action for DACA and DAPA Plus, it gave hope to like families, right? Because when we're looking at the situation of a possible student, a parent of an American, you know, we're talking about a family unit. So it gave it it was going to give them access to deferred action for a certain amount of years, right? So they can live here in America together, not worrying about being separated. So there's the implications of possibly, you know, being separated. It's not, you know, now parents don't have that access. Now the child would have to wait till they're 21 to petition the United States court to see if they can have a parent stay here as a permanent resident or bring them in, right? So, and then also those who didn't qualify, who weren't bought over or weren't here by the age of 16, I believe, won't also. So, and we don't, it's all in the air. You have to understand that all of this is all in the air because of the fact that it was an executive action.
But understood. And there's a the legal debate,
yes.
The legal dispute that is in play here is whether or not the president has the legal authority in an executive order to enforce immigration policy. The courts have ruled against that, as they did again last week. So legally, that is the dispute. Are you saying that deportation is more likely for some number of Lansing undocumented immigrants if DACA Plus is not implemented? Is there a greater chance of deportation as long as that is not implemented?
You know what? I would say things could either stay the same depending on what happens with this new legislature that's come in with Congress and the Senate. I would say that I think hope and people's, you know, desire and wishes for the future of what could possibly be if they had access to a temporary stay here in the United States changes drastically. I think Oscar could probably answer that a little bit better. I mean, he would be somebody that would be impacted by DACA and DAPA. So,
anything to add, Oscar?
I'm not really sure if it's gonna increase the possibility of being deported in the short term, but it means that you're gonna have people with education who cannot work. It means that you're gonna have people who is living here and they don't have a driver's license. It means that you have people who is not gonna be contributing to the economy. So providing this temporary relief, because it's not a blank card to go and stay here forever. It's temporary until somebody takes a final action and they decide what to do with all the undocumented immigrants.
How are you going to feel about this if it goes to the Supreme Court? Have you anticipated what the Supreme Court is likely to do with this?
I don't think that nobody knows. What I do know is that so far it has been a political game. Mm-hmm. They were very selective about where they filed their case, and they were very selective about where they took it and the circuit that they took it. And what is going to happen in the Supreme Court, which is the maximum authority, nobody knows. And I keep reading, and it's up in the air.
Yeah, and when you're looking at, you know, the President of the United States, who is a constitutional law professor, I'm hoping that the Supreme Court votes in favor of the families, right? This is within the legal powers of the executive branch. It would be kind of sad to hear that, you know, this is just like a political stunt just from, you know, the president's cabinet to, you know, get immigrants excited about the possibility of having a deferred action. But even with that, even with, you know, the Supreme Court passing this, it's still not a pathway to citizenship for many immigrants here in the United States. Right.
And something that people doesn't know is that the presidents have been taking executive actions in immigration issues for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Many presidents took executive actions before to provide relief to people who has been affected by sudden political changes for natural disasters. It's not a new thing. Mm-hmm. It's just now that they make it a big deal.
We're talking about a recent federal court ruling that would block two Obama administration immigration programs. They are the so-called DAPA and DACA Plus plans. Joining us in Studio S today, Aida Quadrado with Action of Greater Lansing. Also, Oscar Castaneda, a former Michigan State University employee who immigrated here from Guatemala. How often, Aida, does the deportation of a mid-Michigan undocumented immigrant happen right now? Is it a common occurrence? Is it on hold? What?
It's definitely a common occurrence, you know, depending on, you know, where you're at in Michigan, the political nature of your city. We were blessed that, you know, the Lansing area said that we're a welcoming city and that, you know, we're not in the process of ripping, you know, we're not in the business of ripping families apart, but, you know, definitely looking at those who are might have committed a crime as high priority, right?
Oscar, what are you and your family's plans right now? What are you doing in this period?
I am in limbo, which is the worst part of it. I'm waiting to hear from the last appeal that I sent to court, and it might take forever. It's taking a long time.
What's the grounds for your appeal? The fact that you are settled in the United States, you've been here legally for many years.
No, it doesn't have any value. The grounds for my, they don't want to give me a permanent residency because in 1993, I came with a J-1 visa. And this J-1 visa technically required for me to go back for 2 years. And I went back, and then I was invited to come back, and I applied for a visa again, and they gave it to me. And then when I asked for a working permit, they gave it to me. So now they are saying, you were supposed to go back in 1993.
Mm.
And because I never did these 2 years, they won't give me permanent residency. So what I am appealing is, I ask for a waiver for those 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no, and I'm appealing that decision.
But your case is somewhat unique.
Yes.
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
What are Action of Greater Lansing's next steps, Aida? What are you doing during this period?
You know, absolutely. We have to have these tough conversations in communities who are not familiar with what's going on with you know, DACA and DAPA. You know, these are young adults, right? These are youth that I consider, you know, right before college, high school students who have to prove that they're either going to college or joining the military. You know, they have to pass extensive background. So one, it's educating the community, but you know, not knowledge without action is powerless, right? So we got to look at how do we hold our elected officials accountable? How do we have these conversations? And I know that across the nation, there's going to be a national day of action around DACA and DAPA to bring, you know,
attention. When is that? Do we know?
They're looking at December 10th right now, so it'll be during that week that they're going to be doing. I know here in the state of Michigan, we'll probably be participating in, you know, you're going to be looking at actions happening in Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids across the state, and
okay,
across the nation.
We have to leave it there. We've been talking about a federal appeals court's decision to uphold an injunction against President Obama's DAPA and DACA Plus immigration plans. Aida Quadrado is an organizer with Action of Greater Lansing. Oscar Castaneda is an immigrant from Guatemala and former Michigan State University employee. Thank you both for your time today.